Welcome to the Perfectly Seen Show, episode 17. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Hello.
And Fozzie.
Yep.
And Jeff forgot that Black Friday episode is always our drunk podcast. So we've recruited Earl, who is just drinking large amounts of liquor.
Hi, Earl. Earl's passed out already. This really happened.
See ya.
It's collapsed onto the floor.
Oh no, we've lost Earl.
Didn't take very long at all.
Swear that he was on the show like 2 seconds
Nah.
ago.
That.
What's everybody been playing?
Oh, Fallout and more Fallout.
I'm playing more
Destiny
Fallout.
and more Destiny. And I'm playing Destiny right now.
Why are you playing Destiny, Fozzie?
Get good.
Why? Why are you doing this?
I want legendaries. I just reached level 40, guys. I did it. I beat everything.
Whatever virus that Dub has, you now have as well. You're infected. We need to quarantine you from the rest of us.
Dub
Thank
is
you. This
69.
doesn't happen.
So, Fozzie, are you still enjoying Destiny?
Yeah.
Are you gonna
Yep.
stop
Now
playing Destiny soon?
it knows how to fucking latch you on, because now I need to get high enough. Because even though I'm level 40, which is the highest level, I'm still not high enough gear-wise to do some of these strikes. So I have to get more gear. And that means more
You
strikes.
have to. You have to.
I really enjoyed what they did with the Taken King, and I'm glad I'm not playing it right now.
That sounds like a great endorsement.
There's Earl. He peeled
No.
himself off the floor and is back. All right.
Hello.
Howdy. Wait, did you folks start recording?
We
We did.
did. We thought you were
Oh.
there.
We commenced. We thought you were here. We were ready to go, and then.
We just assumed you passed out.
Not that lucky, not that quick.
But we swore that you were here, so we
I
weren't lying.
was, and I had liquor runs through me, so what can I say?
Hey, that's fine. Yeah, so Fozzie has been playing Destiny.
Yep.
Is that something that you've partaken in, Earl?
I have not. I already have an unopened copy of Destiny that I've had for about
Yes.
6 months now.
You should keep it unopened. That's where Destiny belongs.
That's rare.
I mean, it seems like a fun game, but it seems like you really have to hit it at the right time to really appreciate it.
You hear that, Napo? You just haven't appreciated it yet.
Or played it at the right time. So you have a copy of like Vanilla Destiny then?
Yeah.
That might be tough to get into.
Yes, I've heard. But I don't see any discounts on Taken King Destiny right now, so we'll see.
No, maybe you're wrong. Maybe like the Xbox Christmas sale, there might be some.
Well, isn't most of that stuff up already?
Well,
Yeah, those sales are all gone. The Black
the
Friday
Black
stuff.
Friday sale, but they normally run one like right after Christmas through New Year's.
Yes. It's also weird that Black Friday now starts on Wednesday, but whatever.
Or in Xbox's case, Black Friday deals that are live now, they went up on last Friday for Gold members.
Their deals aren't very good either, by the way.
No, they're
There are much, much better deals in other places.
I feel like Best Buy never has good deals. Like, they don't know understand anything, really.
I think Best Buy has some good deals, maybe not on video games, but they have some pretty good movie deals.
There are some good video game deals too. I think they have Metal Gear Solid 5 and
I thought
Assassin's
you
Creed
said good
Syndicate for
deals.
35.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
It's weird. It seems like a lot of people are having buyer's remorse with Metal Gear Solid 5 right now.
That's true.
Like they bought it recently and now it's $35 and they're
Well, no, like people have bought it. Everybody's talking about it in September. Now people are like, they spent whatever amount of time with it and they don't know why.
That's
What? You don't
I
find
could
out
see
what's
that argument though.
No, it's a bad argument.
No, because at least for me, like, I enjoy playing Metal Gear, but I also like, I put in 40 some hours into it. It's like, I don't think I'm making any progress ever. And I don't mind if I don't go back to it.
What?
Like, if I don't go back to it ever again, I feel that I've gotten my fill of Metal Gear. But I will go back to it, and I'll really enjoy playing it when I go back to it. But if I never go back to it, I think I'm good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I keep looking at that game. I know a lot of places have it for 35, but I think that I would be better off not buying it because I just don't think I'm ever going to get anything out of it.
You're crazy. Don't talk crazy.
I talk crazy all the time. I am crazy.
Tony, you're not particularly like a Metal Gear fan either, are
That's
you?
just it. And it's got all that open world stuff, which is great, but I've gotten so much of that this year that I'm not sure that I could
Yeah,
play a game
it's
just for
not.
that.
It's like closed off open world, if that even makes sense.
That doesn't, but
Well, hold on, bro. Let me explain myself.
okay.
What I'm trying to say is that, like, it's big and it's fast, but at the same time, it's not like Skyrim or Fallout where it takes 30 minutes to get across the map. It only takes a few minutes. So.
You think you could get across the map and fall out in 30 minutes? I'd be really impressed.
Well, I'm.
You would
It
try.
doesn't take as long, like 3 days long. So it's not like. It's a little different. It's like 30 minutes worth of open world ever at all time. So more like now.
Sure. There's also not much going on in that open world, but
Just the whatever the mission happens to be.
well, I mean, there's like outposts and stuff, and I guess there's stuff to find, but it's not really like a. I never got the feeling that it was a living, breathing world. Like, maybe that's because I don't live in Afghanistan in 1985, so.
You're not really going. You're going to like military bases. Not going to like any of the towns where people are.
Sure, but like all these bases are really close together. You would expect there would be like towns where people would be. Because there are like
Sure.
little huts and hovels and
I
little
guess.
collections of places where people would live, but the only thing that's there is enemies. Don't get me wrong, I enjoyed playing
Yeah,
it, so.
it would be nice, like, even if enemies, like, some of them would be, like, slacking off when they're, like, reading a magazine or
Yeah.
something. It would be a nice little change up.
There's a really weird attention to detail in certain parts of that game.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, shit.
So, but Assassin's Creed is also 35.
Yeah,
I want.
that seems a lot more likely for me to buy. Then again, with all the again, same problem. All the open world
Another
stuff I've
open
been
world game.
playing.
There's a lot of open world games this year. And like Just Cause comes out in a week.
Have that pre-ordered and I am buying that, so.
It's another open world game.
Right. But lots of
Which one you
explosions.
want?
Yeah,
You
I mean,
want.
I. That looks like a really fun game. I went to one of the demonstrations this year. And I have the mentality of we have this in the game just because we can. And I feel like sometimes that's what's missing in open world is like they're so serious about replicating a actual world that they don't think like what would actually be fun for somebody to do in this world because they can or would want to try it.
Yeah, I hope that game turns out good. I did not like. I know you guys love Just Cause 2.
Oh, so good.
Something about it just didn't click with me, but I'm hoping this one.
You should watch the Giant Bomb Quick Look if you haven't. Even though it's like the developers are there, so they kind of like, make it seem like it's really cool, but I mean, just like the subtle changes that they made to just how you get around in the city and everything like that, it's actually really cool. So I think that's one thing that kind of gets me excited for it.
Yeah, that looks like it could be fun. So, you've been playing Destiny, you're level 40 now.
Yeah.
Have you done any of the raids?
No. but I can't because I need to be like 290 like light or some bullshit. Well,
I think you need to be like 290 to do the King's Fall raid, but you could probably do the vault and Oryx.
The problem is that like all these motherfuckers are.
They want to do the new raid.
Well, yeah, and they're all like higher levels, so I mean, I guess like we could go through it.
Probably wouldn't even take that long at this point.
That's, I mean, that is still an issue with this game, is the fact that there isn't multiplayer. Because, like, if you try and get into this game, you know...
Yeah, you need a crew of people.
Yeah, exactly, because there is no matchmaking, you know? Which kind of makes sense. For raids, you really need to be on point. But
you do, okay. but I think at this point, like, because the Vault of Glass only requires you to be level 26,
mm-hmm.
I feel that you could probably matchmake and people could, like, brute force it even in matchmaking. Like, isn't that what they did with, like, World of Warcraft? Like, eventually they made some of the early raids. Like, you could even do them by yourself.
Like, Vault of Glass, which took probably 7 or 8 hours to get through when you first started. I mean, that's, like, next to nothing now. Or, like, it only takes, like, an hour or so, I think, right now.
Yeah, there's people that are running in, like, less than an hour, so...
So, I mean, you know, you can definitely do it like that, for sure.
So, you've been playing Destiny.
I'm playing Tomb Raider.
You started Tomb Raider?
I did. I'm probably, like, 2.5-3 hours in.
I finished Tomb Raider.
Ooh, okay.
Fozzie, what do you think of it?
People are not going to like my opinion, but I don't know if I like it.
Did you like the last one?
Well, it's a perfectly nice game, right? It's solid, and I mean, it's definitely the best Tomb Raider game that's ever been out there, at the time at least. But I guess my issue with it is kind of the same issue I had with, like, Skyrim, is that, or, like, maybe the Fallout franchises, too, in the past, is that it doesn't change up that much, like, as far as, like, the environment at all. Like, there's just, it's a lot of snow and stuff, you know?
Oh, that will change.
Okay.
Yeah, the environments do change. Like, you're the early part, you are kind of like in the cold in Siberia. It's after you get probably about a third of the way through, like, you'll go to kind of like this greener place, this greener area, and then you do a lot of like inside stuff too. So like the environment will change. It's not just like, hey, you're hanging out in the snow.
Yeah. Maybe I just need to get more into it. I don't know. It's just... I can't put my finger on it. I mean, I like Lara Croft as a character. I don't know. We'll see. I'm only like 2.5 hours.
Sure.
Maybe the gameplay just isn't as fun as I'd hope it would be. Or... I don't know, like, when I think that game, like, you have to make that comparison with Uncharted, right? Like, mm-hmm. They go hand in hand.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like the set pieces, like, especially in 2, like, I remember some of the set pieces. They were awesome. And, like, Tomb Raider kind of replicates it, but they're just not as memorable. Yeah, I don't know if I like her better as a character compared to, like, Nathan Drake. She's just kind of, like, she's not really silly all the time. And another thing is, like, they really like to abuse her. Like, she gets fucking tossed around in that game. It's almost, like, nasty to watch. Like, especially the death scenes are super gory. It's just...
That was a huge problem in the first one. It's toned down significantly in Rise of the Tomb Raider.
First one was disgusting, but yeah. But like, I don't know. It's almost like it wants to be too like very serious, you know, just to like kind of like get Lara Croft out of that they're like, hey, you know, she's this new person now, we've rehabbed her. I don't know. I just don't know where to, like, how to put my finger on it.
Okay. I enjoyed it. Thought it was good. I kind of, like, forced my way through it on Sunday. Not forced, but I did. I sat down for about 4 hours and just wrapped it up. Mostly so I get the Fallout.
How's Fallout?
It's Fallout. With more to it. I spent an hour and a half ripping apart a town. Scrapping everything.
Oh. I was, Sanctuary.
Yeah, yeah. So I got out of the vault. Took my character down into Concord, rescued the weirdos in the museum, fought a giant weird creature thing, and then
Deathclaw.
Yeah, that was a nightmare. That was unfun.
Are always tough.
That was super unfun. It took me like 4 or 5 times to finally kill it. And then I went back with Sir Hammerlock there. I can't think of his name. That's who he reminds me of, though. The Minuteman guy.
Yeah.
We go back to...
Prescott is his name.
Prescott. Go back to Sanctuary, and they start giving me, like, missions on... Basically, it's like a tutorial on...
Right.
How to build the town. I got lost in it for, like, an hour and a half, just ripping stuff apart.
Oh, I spent so much time building stuff in those towns. I have, like, 7 of them now, too.
It's really,
I really
easy to do.
I think I'm going to buy it so I can play it this weekend, but, yeah.
That stuff is... I was kind of expecting it to be a little more difficult than it is, but it's really just, like, place the shit where you want it, as long as you have right. The materials.
And you can build... So I built so many different towns.
Is there, like, do you know where you can go? Like, is there just, like, a set place where you can go to start building a town, or...?
So there are... They call them settlements.
Okay.
So, once you get a little farther with Prescott, he'll give you some missions, and you'll, like, get them on your map, be able to go and find them. You can also run into a few. So, like, if you take it right outside of Sanctuary is Red Rocket.
Yes.
Which is a settlement you can build. Like, you can attract settlers there. I don't think they actually tell you how to do that. But you can, like, build that one up. And there are a bunch of them out there, so... I built a whole bunch. I built a network of supplies. So you build, like, the supply lines between the towns.
Hmm.
So that you can share the resources.
Okay.
So some of them, Sanctuary being the biggest example, have so much, like, steel and wood.
Add a hefe to the call.
Oh, Jeff is coming. Thought he was doing something else. Anyway, so you,
You can strip those towns and then use the supplies from those towns for your other ones.
Right.
So, if you see one that you particularly like, you can just build up that one. So I have one that I consider to be my home base. So all my stuff is there, my bobblehead collection. I have magazine racks for all the magazines that I've collected. Basically, you know, making it into Tonyville.
So I did the Sanctuary. I actually completed all of Sanctuary, like all the tutorial missions for Sanctuary. Got the food, build the defenses up, and then I started wandering out a bit doing the next quest that came up, and I had to go visit some people out somewhere. They wanted me to go clear out something in Lexington, like a base or something.
Oh yeah.
And that's where
that
I'm at.
Power plant.
Yeah, that's a bitch.
Bring your power armor for that one. I will say that was the last mission I actually needed the power armor for, though. The rest of them, it seemed to be pretty...
Yeah, easy. I wonder if maybe I'm just like... Well, one, I went there without my power armor.
Without your power armor, you're really low level. Like, your weapons
suck.
Yeah.
Like, I actually ended up picking up a pipe gun, because that was... had ammo. Like, I ran out of ammo in the default.
I think I ran out of ammo in that one, too. I had my 10mm pistol, and, you know, didn't last forever.
Does the game not tell... Like, I figured out how to get the VATs pretty easily, but does the game just not tell you how to use VATs?
Interesting question. I don't know. I think I would have noticed. don't know. Maybe not. Maybe it doesn't.
Not that.
Maybe it just tosses it in really quickly.
Yeah, maybe I just like missed it. But like I was pressing A, and it's like you actually have to press the trigger to target.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Jeff.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking this whole time.
Oh.
Well, the last minute.
So, did you have something to say about VATS?
It doesn't explain to you how to do much of anything. Like, a lot of things you got to kind of figure out on your own, you know? That's how it seems to me, anyways. And you will need your power armor for a main mission. Like, you need it for a main mission.
Okay.
Because you go into an irradiated area, so, like, if you go in there without power armor, you'll get just, like, a bunch of radiation.
How do you get rid of the rads? Is it, there's, like, medics, right? Is it Radex, or...
I go to the guy... It's I go
Radaway.
To the guy.
Radaway, okay.
Yeah, they're also doctors who can cure your
Yeah,
disease.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for the item, it's Radaway.
Yeah. And Radex, I think it protects it.
Radex, it reduces the amount of radiation you take.
Okay.
So if you're in an area with that gives you a lot of radiation, just, you know...
But if you go to Diamond City, like, that guy there will cure you for 40 caps, I think.
Yeah, there's another one in one of the vaults who will cure you.
I do like the option, like when you get to like one of your workbenches, you can just dump all of your junk there. It'll just take it all away.
Oh yeah,
oh, yeah.
I've been doing that a lot.
And then once you connect all your workshops together, then you can have access to all that stuff everywhere. It's great.
That's
which
really
I
cool.
I have not done that, but I was at a buddy's house on Saturday and. He pulled up his map, and there's these lines going across his map, and I guess that's what it was. It was, like, must have been, like, all his things that he, like, owned, or I don't know, dude. Like,
there's supply lines. So you can just walk up to your guys, like, one of them in your settlement, and just tell them to form a supply line, and then all your other settlements will come up, and you can pick which one you want to
Yeah, but it's, like, that building stuff is mostly optional, except for near the end, and I think I'm near the end, but, there was a mission where I had to build a bunch of stuff on a base. Like, you have to choose what faction you're with, and et cetera, et cetera, and you have to build a bunch of stuff. But you, by that point, like, even if you're not collecting junk a bunch, you should have what you need, I think. Like, you might need to go seek out a couple things, but...
Yeah, I'm still, like, really early, so...
It's a great game, dude. Like, Fallout 4 is fucking awesome. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know if there really is, but it's awesome. I love Fallout. Like, like that's the thing. It's like everyone wants to like take away from it, and it's like even if it's more Fallout 3, like I love Fallout. Like, I have no problem with that. You know what I mean?
And have you run into any bugs yet?
I have. I've actually had it like hard lock my system 3 times in the 5 hours I played.
Wow, I haven't had a single hard lock yet.
It's a And, like, weird things, too. Like, stuff that I kind of expect from Bethesda, but... So, when you first meet Prescott... I want to keep calling him Sir Hammerlock. When you meet Prescott, he's there. He's talking to you. And I don't know if it was because I was in... Like, I'm kind of playing in third person. I don't know if it was because of that, but his gun just kept, like... He was kind of, like, moving around. And the gun that he was carrying kept going through my entire body. It's like, that doesn't look normal.
Oh, boy.
And I've seen, like, there's been, like... I mean, Jeff said it before, like, where he experienced some, like, major frame rate drops.
Oh, yeah, it stutters.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I got some of that in the first Deathclaw fight, like... Which, it
you
was already a
Deathclaw
bitch
already?
To... Like right, like there was a death claw right at the beginning
right at
of
the beginning.
When you go and you meet Prescott.
Really?
Yeah.
Like when you're clearing out the raiders that are attacking the.
Is it mainline?
Yeah.
Maybe
it's
I'm
like,
not doing.
It's, like, it's the first Minuteman quest.
Like Cogsworth or what's his name? The robot guy. He sends you to Concord, and you go to Concord and you get up on the museum and like. You have to clear out the raiders.
This is
when
you
that's
get your
where you
first
get
power
armor.
All right. Speaking of Minutemen, who has defeated the Mile Lurk Queen? Anybody?
I don't think any of us are nearly as far as you are.
The Mile Lurk is, I want to say she's in the Minute Quest, and they're like, we're going to go take this place. It's like, I forgot what it was. Some sort of famous place, and you're trying to go take it, and like, all right, clear out all these Mile Lurks, these little like creatures, and then you kill them, and then this queen pops out, and she is like indestructible, dude. Like, you shoot a missile at her, it takes a sliver off her health. Like, oh shit.
I don't have any missiles, so.
Really? I forgot where I found them, but all my missiles were.
I'm only like 5 hours in, Jeff. Like, yeah. I did the. I just finished the Sanctuary quest, and now I'm in Lexington clearing out, like, the power plant.
Well, for reference's sake, and we'll see where this is next week, I am 23 hours in, and I think I'm close to the end of the main story.
So. I think you've spent more time doing quest stuff, because I'm also 22 hours in, and I'm not close to any of that stuff.
What level are you?
17.
Me too. So, yeah, it's just... matter what you're doing. Like, I've definitely done tons of side stuff, and to me, like, that is like the meat and potatoes of the game, you know, like, just like what I love is just running into stuff, you know what I mean?
It's like wandering around.
Yeah, like, and also you will run into like quests, you know, like stuff to do. So
is Diamond City, is that Boston?
It's in the middle of Boston.
I want to say it's Fenway Park, dude.
It is Fenway Park. Yeah. In fact, there is a mission where you paint the wall.
Earl, are you going to play Fallout?
Maybe not.
It's
oh, good. Earl, you got to play Fallout. Best game this
it's
year.
Worth it, dude. It's worth it. It's a great game. It is. Like, I think people are down on this one for some reason, but it's like...
people are down.
More Fallout is great. You know, whatever.
Whatever, mate.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm enjoying what I played of it. I'm not. I mean, I've only played 5 hours, but I'm not sure if I'm ready to like place it above The Witcher. They're very different games.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. To me, like Fallout has always been my favorite RPG, like, at least it's three. So it's like, even though it doesn't have to do like it, this one doesn't do that. It adds stuff that like is unnecessary, and you don't have to use it. You know what I mean? But otherwise, it's, I don't know. It's Fallout. It's great. I like it.
It's a me, a Fallout.
It's a me.
Earl,
who's
what are you
drinking? Who's drinking?
We all are.
We all are, right?
Drinking.
Yeah.
Earl, what have you been playing?
Not a thing. It's my week to actually buy games this week.
Oh.
And that's usually when I catch up on what I missed this year.
Earl ran out of games, so he stopped
Mario
playing.
Tennis.
I will get Mario Tennis when it's like $20.
I'll play with you, bro.
Did you buy Mario Tennis?
Which is why I'm not getting it for $60.
It's on my Christmas list though, and I have not renewed it because like I kind of want it. Like, even if it's bad, it's like it's still Mario Tennis, you know.
What does that even mean?
It's like super super simple tennis.
Even though it's bad, it doesn't matter because it's Mario Tennis.
Well, like, it's getting bad.
Game of the year every time.
It's getting bad reviews because it doesn't have a lot of content, but, like, you play the first Mario Tennis, there's no content. There's clay court and regular court, and there's 8 characters, you know? So, whatever. It's fun, man.
Did I hear there's only 1 court in this, though?
I think there is, yeah.
So there's less courts.
No, you could play on the clay version of that court. Okay. But, like, honestly, like, what do you do with a tennis court? Like,
you just change the color of it.
Like, what are you gonna?
I don't know exactly how Mario Tennis works, but in other tennis games, like the different courts, like a clay court has a different.
It feels different. The
ball should bounce differently on a clay court than it should on a grass court or a hard court.
But people are complaining because there's not different courts. It's like, dude, it's tennis. Like what do you? I don't understand what you mean, different court. Like, it's...
Well, even beyond that, if you go back to Power Tennis, the GameCube version, they had... I mean, what you want from a Mario sports game is Mario elements, and the Mario Power Tennis had Mario theme. So you had, like, Java courses where the stage would tilt depending on where the characters were, so you had that advantage of, like,
yeah.
You could kind of have the opponents upside down or whatever. Like, the big gimmick for this one's the Mega Mushroom, which doesn't really change.
I heard it's bad, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it seems like the fundamentals are there. It's just not much in the way of extras or anything interesting.
Yeah, if you're looking at it as like a value, like what the value of it is, it's probably a bad game, but like it's one I'll probably have fun with. You know what I mean? Like if I actually got it for Christmas, which I don't think I'm gonna get. I don't think I'm getting anything for Christmas. I think I am getting a bad cold. I think I'm in
Getting a
trouble,
bad
actually.
cold for Christmas? What did you do?
Bag of cold. I don't know.
Bag of ass.
That Doesn't
would be
sound like he's gonna get that either.
Yeah.
Have you either of you played Yoshi? I have.
Yeah.
But
It's
the
fun and
Yoshi game?
durable, and I like the fact that it's not, even though it's the same type of design, it's not like they copied a ton of ideas from Kirby's Epic Yarn with Yoshi's Woolly World.
Feels like a Yoshi game.
Yeah, which
Yeah.
Kirby's Epic Yarn didn't feel like a Yoshi game. It was still fun. It just didn't feel like a Yoshi, like Kirby game, I should say. Where this one feels like a Yoshi game because they just turn his eggs into yarn balls and stuff like that. And a lot of the elements they use here with still being able to spit up, swallow enemies and convert them into that, and using the yarn in creative ways is still really funny. Like there's the what do you chain chomp levels where you can chain chomps depending on how they felt in. Or either kind of like a rolling boulder, or they're just kind of empty frames, and you can change them as needed, and it makes for fun puzzles.
I kind of still want to play that, so. Is that like something that would make your top 10, Earl?
It's been a very quiet year, so it would be pretty easy to make the top 10 right now.
Fair
Really?
enough.
Like, honestly, Witcher, Bloodborne, Metal Gear Solid 5, Fallout 4 are probably the big four, and then everything else has kind of been.
Halo.
Everything else has kind of been middle in.
Yeah, but you don't really get that
Halo.
many good ones per year, like usually these days, it seems
I
like.
don't. I
You know,
see.
it seems like a lot for one year.
I disagree. I feel like this year. I think a lot of people have kind of gotten used to it over time, where we just get SNES retail products. But this year has kind of been really tight in general, both from a first party and third party standpoint. I mean, we mentioned all those games, and like none of you talked about Battlefront, which is only a week old.
Well, why would we?
You want to talk about Battlefront?
Let's talk about
Let's talk about
Battlefront.
Battlefront. I'd rather play Halo.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, thank you. I thought you were going to go off on a rant about how it's amazing, because,
No, it's not a bad game, but if I was not a Star Wars fan, it would not even be worth playing.
I am a Star Wars fan, but I'm just like, dude, like, that's not a good proposition. Like, I'm not big into multiplayer. I'll play it here and there, whatever. But, like, if that's all your game is, like, even though I love Star Wars, it's like, I don't, whatever, dude. Fine.
I mean, I think it's a fine multiplayer game, and it'll be a game like I throw on for, a 20-minute quick fix of kind of,
Star
yeah, just like Star Wars or nonsense, like not like Halo is a little more competitive. So, like in this, I don't really care if I'm winning or losing. So
Yeah.
I'll probably continue to play it, but and I'll definitely try out the DLC that's coming out next week. But outside of that, like, I don't see myself playing a ton of it. I'll play it here and there. It's an okay game.
Fuck you, Star Wars.
No, not fuck you, Star Wars. It's okay. I like the vehicle mode, Fighter Squadron. I wish that was like a whole game. Fleshed out, like, to be more, because that's some of the it's different than everything else, and it's a ton of fun. But yeah, I'd rather play Halo, which Fozzie and I played last night
Yep.
with Don. We played some big team battle. It was big teams, chaotic. sometimes it was good, sometimes we won, sometimes we did not win.
How bad did you lose?
When we lost bad. Like,
that's
real bad.
That's usually the case.
When we won big. It was like, there was no, like,
middle ground.
Yeah, there was no, like, close matches, which we've had in, like, when we played together with, like, Team Slayer or Team Arena, we've had some, like, really close matches. Like, 40, like we've had Slayer matches go, like, we're tied 49-49, next kill wins, and...
Yes, we have. Yeah, like that. And we've lost, and that's...
And we've lost, yeah.
And cried.
But I mean, that's a ton of fun, like, to play those, but, like, it's a lot of fun when you're winning big. It is less fun when you are losing big. And when you're playing with a big team, it's even harder to, like, kind of like, no, where are you guys going? No, we're playing Strongholds, not Slayer. Okay, go off over there. No, it's Capture the Flag, not all run out and try and shoot each other in the middle of the field.
That is why I absolutely hate playing with strangers in that franchise. But it goes with any shooter where people don't pay attention to objectives, and it's like, I just need to get my kill death ratio up.
Yeah, that's... And... Yeah, I don't get it. It's like, you don't need... Go for the win. We're trying to win.
Who looks at the other player's kill death ratios? I mean, until the game is over, they don't even matter.
Right. And I would rather have a negative kill death ratio and like
and a
high
win.
Objective score and a win.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
I capped, you know, 5 bases and I died 15 times and only got 5 kills, but I also helped us get 5 bases and we won. As opposed to, oh well, I went 15-5, but I also didn't do anything to help us win. Oh, and we lost.
You still put bolts in bad guys. There you go.
Right. I mean, I guess individually that person had fun, but maybe they just don't care. I don't know. It's not bad. I like the maps. I know there's been a little bit of a kind of complaining from certain people that they're Forge maps. I think they're actually really well done, though.
I like the ones that I played at launch.
Yeah, so there's 4 new maps in Big Team Battle. They've been modeled after some of the older maps. Like there's one I can't think of the name of it, but it has like the helipad on it with the satellite dish that was in Halo 3, and it had the 2 bases on opposing sides.
Okay.
And there's like warthogs and stuff like on that. Like that one's kind of here. Like they've changed the names obviously, but. It's fun. Like, and then there's a remake of Avalanche, which has done pretty well. Not great, but pretty well. We got our asses kicked on that one last night. And there's one called Guillotine, which is, it's kind of like an urban setting. And, you know, if the buildings themselves didn't look Forge, you wouldn't even be able to really tell it's a Forge map because it's really well designed. So I don't know, it's fun. We had a good time with it. I want to play more. I actually just got done playing a little bit of Free for All, which I don't understand why I play Free for All because it just makes me angry.
I hate Free for All. I lose a lot.
I like it.
I don't see the point, honestly. Too much brain killing effect.
Reflexes. Training basic reflexes. There you go.
I was in second place, or I guess I was in third place. We're coming up on the end of the match. Guy's charging me. We both jump at the same time, and I punch him, and we drop down, and I go for another punch, and it starts the assassination animation, and this girl, she's off on the side. We're playing on Fathom, and she's off in like the little office area looking up at the bridge where we're at, and she shoots us both with a light rifle and takes second place.
Oh, yeah. That's a joy.
And then somebody on the other side of the map, the guy who was winning, he got the final kill, and it just ended like that. I went from like a placement, like either second or third all the way to fourth, like in 1 second. It's like, oh, that sucks. But yeah, that game's fun. We should play more of it.
Yes, we should.
Jeff, you should play with us.
Halo, yeah. Right? Not Battlefront.
The Halo, you know, the game you have.
Yeah. I am around Friday. It's been a very hectic week. I know. I promise. I think I said Sunday and then Tuesday, and neither one of those worked out.
Well, Sunday you were watching wrestling with Don, not with Don, but you were both watching wrestling. And then Tuesday, I think you were recording last night, right?
Yeah, and that went longer than I thought it would, and then I had work in the morning.
Yeah,
so. No,
that's fine. We only played for a little bit anyway. Yeah, we should definitely all get on. Like, we all have it. Maybe we can even invite Justin to play. Because
it's not getting too crazy here.
Yeah, maybe that might be going a little too far.
Why would that be too far? What's wrong with Justin?
Nothing, really.
Isn't he good?
He's I looked at his service record today, and he's like a 3.6 KDA, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, we'll take it. Justin, come be in our team.
I hover at a zero, so. Which means I'm not detrimental to my team, but I'm not a benefit either, so I'm just there. Anybody else play anything else?
Nope.
No? Let's see. There's not a lot of news because it's
Thanksgiving week.
I mean, there's a lot of news if you want to know like what the sales are, but
sales.
Woo, 30 sales. Million.
Not that kind of sale, Earl.
Yeah.
We don't care about those sales anyway. As long as the games keep coming.
So this is kind of a. I think this came out yesterday though, but the front man from Breaking Benjamin.
My boy.
He I guess he went on Twitter or somewhere and like kind of like ripped apart EA because they asked him to promote Star Wars Battlefront. And he instead like took a video of himself destroying the game and calling it a piece of shit.
What?
Yeah. Saying that.
Please sponsor my product. No, instead I'm going to destroy it.
Yeah, he kind of went crazy. Like, it fucking sucks. The gameplay sucks. All online games suck in their own kind of way because you're relying on the internet. This is a guy who his band had a song in Halo 2, so, which was, as far as I know, like, the multiplayer for that was online.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but they had a single-player campaign offline.
True.
Not a good one, but they had one.
They wanted to pay me to post that I like this piece of shit game. They can shove it up their ass. This game sucks. I'd rather watch the god-awful prequels than play this piece of shit.
Wow.
1 second. Thanks for ruining Star Wars, EA.
Get good.
I guess he was a little angry.
A little bit. Wow. That's uncalled for.
And then he broke his disc. So. I don't know if I'd break the disc. Like,
that doesn't seem worth it either.
That's something crazy ex-girl. Crazy girl.
Well, if you have the
money. Yeah, I mean, he has the money to, like, go breaking discs, so I'm sure.
What? No.
It didn't seem that bad to me, honestly, when I played it.
It's decidedly great. Okay. It's not. Yeah. It did not ruin. Certainly did not ruin Star Wars.
I think that's going to be very difficult with all the hype on this new movie. But
right. GameStop also kind of came out and shit on EA as well, calling Star Wars Battlefront one of the disappointing games of the year. Terms of sales, I guess.
Shocking.
But that is
actually shocking.
It's not really though. I think they were trying to cash in on nostalgia for a series that wasn't that popular.
Well, Star Wars is huge. Well, you Battlefront.
Star Wars is huge, but Battlefront is not. Like, if you ask people what their favorite games were from that Xbox, PS. Two generation, like, none of them say Battlefront.
Yeah, I also didn't
realize. No, I didn't hear anyone talking about Battlefront until EA announced a new Battlefront game.
There are people that liked it.
You get, there were people that liked it. I mean, I liked it.
You always get the random people going, like, oh, because back before Disney bought them, like, oh, I really hope LucasArts does Battlefront 3, but... And then, like, there was, like, a lot of talk when some of that stuff leaked, like the Battlefront 3. But I'm kind of with you, Tony. I don't think it was a beloved franchise. Like, Star Wars is, though.
Yeah, but... and that's kind of what I expected, is that the Star Wars brand itself would carry it. Not just because it's, like, the first Star Wars game in, like, 3 years, but also the fact that the hype, the bubble of the movie coming out in the next month would kind of lift up the game because everybody's in that Star Wars fever mode.
Oh, well, I think it is a little bit. It has to be.
One more thing that you guys aren't considering, though. These people who love Star Wars, a lot of them are really old.
Hey.
They're not gamers.
Hey.
Not people, I'm not talking like Chris, but Star Wars came out in the 70s.
It's true.
Like, a huge portion of that Star Wars fan base is like 50, 60 years old.
It's one of the few things that actually came out before I was born, so... If they're playing, though, now, they're going to be wowed by this. They'll love it.
If they're playing, but most of them are not.
They might be wowed by it, but you're going to go back to the basics, which is that for a lot of people, the current day setup for a system is very intimidating. Controllers aren't easy to grasp, and like it's an online free game, so it's not even like you can get your skills better by playing with friends. It's like you go online and get demolished time and time again. So it's not even fun in that aspect for people.
Yeah, and there is a single player offline component. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Like, it's actively bad.
Yeah, I'm not buying this. I'm staying away from it. Gotta be honest. I like Star Wars, but not that much.
It's super pretty. But I think if you actually want to play it, Jeff, spend the $5 and get EA access for a month.
Yeah, I don't even care that much. Like, I'll get it when it's $20 or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, between beta and EA Access, I really do think that hurt the game. Because I played the beta, I'm like, I'm kind of good with this for a while. I don't necessarily need to buy it.
Right. Yeah, I could see that. I mean, I bought the game, and I don't think I've even put 10 hours into it yet, so I could still be playing it for free.
Like, oh, the access is 10 hours?
Yeah, it's a 10-hour...
10 hours. I haven't touched mine yet either, so I have all that 10 hours. So.
Yeah, same here.
Well, when you guys want to play it, I have it. I can play it with you.
Okay.
This game sucks. When do you want to play it? Let's get on there.
Let's give it a shot. Maybe it's more fun with friends. Everything's more fun with friends, right?
They give you 10 hours. I mean, that's pretty insane that they do that. It's not even like... Not even like if you play an hour and a half and just book two, it's just like
hey. I think the bigger problem with
hours
inside the game, like I mean that none of that kind of like correlates to why it's selling bad, but inside the game, the reason that I don't want to keep playing it, like the progression system is just terrible. Like I don't feel a need to upgrade my weapons. The star cards are stupid. Mm. I just don't care. But I think it'll sell okay. I don't know what GameStop's projections for it were. I wonder if they had.
Well, if you look at it from the broad sense in the Star Wars bubble, when you have a movie that right now is tracking to open in the biggest opening of all time at 210 million, like you kind of expect the game to do better than other games that came out this fall, and so far it's tracking beneath those. I think if you look at the European sales numbers, it would open like the fourth or fifth biggest this year, which is still good.
Right.
It's just not something groundbreaking.
But that's still under like Call of Duty and Fallout and stuff like that. So, well, oh well. They also proclaimed Halo to be disappointing as well. So.
That we can see it's did under a million in its opening month in North America. When you compare it to like the 2.5 that 4 did and the 3.3 that 3 did, when they open, it is kind of disappointing, but it's also a different generation.
And I mean, I think Halo 5 will be fine, ultimately. Like, it's not going to sell Halo 3 numbers, but what is going to sell Halo 3 numbers
right
at this point, too? Like, Halo, after Halo 3 wasn't selling. Right, Fallout will, Call of Duty does. But you also, like, remember, Fallout, Call of Duty are also multi-platform games, so. Yeah. Oh, well. The games with gold for next month were announced.
Really?
They were.
They look pretty pitiful, too. I don't even remember what they were now.
Xbox One is Tony's favorite game, Thief.
Yeah.
I'll play it.
No, don't play it.
All right.
And The Incredible Adventures of Van Helsing, which I want to play that. I played a little bit of it on PC. It's kind of a Diablo.
Yeah, that game was fucking funny shit.
Like, I was like gonna joke because like I don't know how or when I got attached to their press release, but like they sent out a press release for that game like every other day. Like I'm pretty sure I have like 50 PC codes from them at this point.
Which game?
The Incredible Adventures of Van Helsing, of which there is also a sequel to.
Good for them.
The Incredible Adventures of Van Helsing 2.
Yes.
It's kind of like a Diablo-ish type game. So. And then Thief.
And PlayStation Plus has Gauntlet and King's Quest.
That's good.
Yeah. I feel like it's terrible to complain about free games, but I think both of them have gotten to a place where like we don't care. They're gonna subscribe anyhow.
I guess on the Xbox 360, which is playable on the Xbox One, you'll get Castle Storm. I don't know what that is. Sacred 3. And there's a third 360 game, Operation Flashpoint Dragon Rising. So, five games you can play on your Xbox One in December.
Boom.
If you want. It's
really exciting.
Everything.
I think I'll just play more Fallout.
No.
Did I set up backwards compatibility on the Xbox One?
I mean, I played a little bit of Gears back when they announced it through the preview program, and all of the Rare Replay stuff on like all of the Xbox 360 Rare Replay stuff is basically that stuff as well. It works pretty good,
dude. I was going to play Ikaruga and Pac-Man.
Oh right, and I played some Pac-Man Championship Edition DX.
It's great, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh man, so good.
I should have uploaded my Pac-Man saves to the cloud though, because
yeah, gone.
Because it's not like it has my score because that's attached to the server, to the Pac-Man server, but it doesn't have my progress, so I have to go through and unlock all the all the maps again.
It ain't bad though. We did it the other night. Like
it's so much fun. The game is great.
Yeah. Oh my god, it's amazing. Amazing.
Have you tried it, Earl?
No, I don't think I've gotten that update yet.
But you have to like seek it out, kind of.
You don't have the new Xbox One experience.
No, and I'm kind of happy from what I've heard. A lot of people hate the dashboard, so I'm like. I'll keep on the old one for a while.
It's okay.
It's just bad as the other one. They just suck. They both suck. They're the same.
They suck in different ways.
Yeah, but it's like neither one is like good, and so like you just have to learn the quirks of how you want to use it. You know, they like, dude. I think they both suck.
I think it's easier to kind of like get to your friends. And your notifications now, instead of having to go like two layers deep, you just press over. But yeah, like that.
Maybe
it's not great.
All I know is here's the thing: is on 360 they got it right, Like, that was a long time ago. Like, you don't always have to keep perfecting things. Like, sometimes you got it right. Like, the party systems and shit on 360 were so much better. It was like, you saw when your friends came online. It was really easy to invite people in. Everything was where you thought it would be.
You don't see when people come online, Jeff?
No, I don't.
You pop up, you, Fozzie. Like, well, I think maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's a. I wonder if you have to like tag people as favorites because they're the only ones that show up on.
You go customize that. So if you see if you want to show up, you can see if you want only favorites to show up. You can see if you want everyone to show up.
Right. Okay.
Don't blame the game system for user error.
It's not, user error. Like, I mean, it is. If you're not looking for that stuff, though,
maybe
like, it's not.
But
it's not open there for everybody.
Just be an old person. Start exploring.
Yeah, Jeff, stop being an old person. Explore. Sorry. Break the system. if you touch it too much, it breaks. So
that's true. Like my Xbox One, I told you how like the disc. Whenever I have a disc in there, it makes a fucking noise. It's kind of, that's why I buy everything online.
I do enjoy digital versions of games.
They're better.
Nice.
Very nice.
I have a 5 terabyte hard drive, so I never have to ever worry about getting a physical copy again.
I will say, though, that I bought more physical discs recently because Best Buy offers 20% off on all new purchases. So
dumb that they do not still understand, well, not just Best Buy, but just everywhere, that digital never has sales. Like, they never have sales. It's not like Steam. It's like backwards-ass PC where the disk space, it's cheaper almost always for any game that's more than a couple months old. And it kind of sucks. This is me.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you'll be able to get a lot of these big games on Friday.
Or right now.
Yeah, or right now for half the price, so.
Right. It's not going to be disc based. Just kind of bummer.
Yeah, I mean, I wish it was digital, but. Although they're supposed to be having a another round of games being added to that sale on Friday, so.
To the Xbox One?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. There were a bunch that were missing that I was like, how is this game not on here?
Yeah, the 27th is supposed to drop some new games into that sale, so.
My son has a new Lego game obsession, which is nice because I love Lego games. So I'm like,
does he have Lego Dimensions?
So that's his Christmas present. He actually doesn't know that Lego Dimensions exists.
That's probably a good thing right now.
But he loves like Lego Batman and Lego Batman 3 and Lego Marvel Super Heroes.
I'm contemplating Lego Jurassic Park.
I'm thinking Lego Jurassic Park, the Lego Movie video game. There are some others that I don't have yet.
Does he watch Lego movies?
He does.
I just as an aside, I really do enjoy the Lego Justice League movies. Those are really fun.
So I got him his first one of those like last week, and he loved it. So those movies are a lot of fun.
Is that the Bizarro League one or the one versus? Is it not Doomsday Dark? No. Whatever the second one is called.
So it's the, I know Darkseid is in it, like they don't actually end up facing him down. But he's like helping Lex Luthor do whatever he's doing.
Okay, so that's the Attack of the Legion of Doom. So that's the third one.
That is. Yes.
Which
leads directly into the Lego Batman 3 video game, which is hilarious to me.
Yeah, I saw the Lego Dimensions stuff at a store the other day, and there's so much of it.
Yeah, it's
I'm
everywhere.
Just for a good entry price.
I got it for $100. I'm pretty sure I got it, so it was down to $85, and then they had a 15% or $15 off for your Amazon Mom member.
Okay.
So I ended up getting it for $70.
That's not bad.
Which I thought was, you know, for a new game and what is it, like 300 Legos or whatever, that's actually a really good price.
Legos themselves aren't cheap.
No.
I mean, just kind of as an example, like the Lego the Lego Jurassic World is currently on sale for $25. Right. It's actually a pretty good deal for that. Ton of fun. It's a great IP because you can pretty much put Lego to anything. It makes it different, and they can use the same exact engine which they've been doing for like a decade now.
Right. I'm really excited for the Lego Adventures game. In January?
Yeah.
I'm pumped. That game's
going to
be a lot of fun.
I like the Lego Marvel game. I've always just find it funny because the best Marvel game currently is being produced by DC Comics.
Right, so Warner Brothers, Warner Brothers owns Traveler's Tales, right?
Yeah.
That is kind of funny.
You'd think they'd work it out. I mean, Lego Batman 3 was really good, but not as good as Marvel Superheroes.
I don't see any other news unless you guys had something.
Did you folks talk about Vicaria Chronicles 4?
No.
That was announced. That's a thing. That's totally happening. Is it 3? I don't forget if it's 3 or 4. Whatever it is. But that's coming to the PlayStation 4. And they're doing an HD. I guess not HD. It's already an HD. But they're doing a port to the PS4 as well next year.
I guess that is news. Not that what you said wasn't news, but speaking of the PlayStation 4, they announced backwards compatibility for PlayStation 2 titles.
What?
Or that they're working on it, at least.
Yeah, it wasn't an announcement. It was like, oh, we had these old Star Wars games that were PlayStation 2 titles, and it might work in the future.
Yeah, although it seems like everybody is taking it as PlayStation 2 games are coming. I don't know. Does anybody care? I mean, it's cool, I guess.
Sure.
I guess somewhat related to that is they also announced, I think we knew about this, but they announced that this should be out now, Beyond Two Souls for PS4.
Yeah, we did talk about that last week. Beyond Two Souls came out Tuesday, I think.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen Sony's fall commercial?
No.
No.
They show off the Uncharted collection, so all the old Uncharted games, and then a bunch of multi-platform games. That's their fall commercial.
Like no exclusive, like they have exclusive content. So.
Right. Okay. They show off like Call of Duty.
Yeah, your only exclusive is the fucking collection.
They should show off. They should just have a PS3 and just put a 4 on top of it and be good to go. I can't fault them because it's working.
Yeah.
It's just a very bad precedent to set where it's like their third holiday in a row as market leader where they aren't doing anything.
Yeah. It's my PlayStation sits there and collects dust. I can't say that I'm super happy with it right now, but
I mean, like, I'm looking at like buying one. I'm thinking like 3 years from now.
Like I could see maybe by the end of next year with Uncharted 4, Horizon, Dawn, whatever, No Man's Sky, and you know stuff like Until Dawn and Bloodborne, which is already out. But yeah, right now it's and. I probably get crap from your listeners, but I honestly think it's the worst market leader I've seen in the past 20 years. Like, you know, all this stuff you say about the Wii U, East Nintendo supported it with great games.
Right, like there was always, you know, maybe not a ton of games, there was always 3 or 4 titles that Nintendo released that you could be like, these are really good. Like what has... I mean, you could look at Sony and go, all right, so this year they had Bloodborne and Until Dawn.
And I would literally say that's been their output for these 2 years.
Yeah.
Like, you can't go back and say, like, okay, actually, they had a ton of amazing games.
No, they had, what, Infamous?
And Drive Club.
So one good game? One game that was broken.
Yes. And then, honestly, had Knack and Killzone or Resistance. One of those two.
It was Killzone. So neither... And my personal opinion is neither of those were good, but... Not that they were bad, but... They weren't particularly good.
So, yeah. I mean, you know, third parties are important, and they're showing that. But it's... I've honestly just been disappointed by them as a first party, because I really thought they were turning a corner with the PS3. We had stuff like, you know, Uncharted and Last of Us and God of War and Ratchet and Clank and, you know, all these great titles, and now it's like they're kind of going back to the PS1, PS2 era where it's like, we don't need to do anything.
I am somewhat excited for next year's output, like Uncharted 4, new Ratchet game, No Man's Sky,
and
Horizon Zero Dawn hits as well. That, I think that's a decent lineup.
Yeah.
If they're all good.
Right.
And then, what, we'll get like a David Cage's game in 3 years?
Well, not just to pick on Sony. Whatever happened to Fable Legends? Isn't that supposed to be out this year?
I don't know.
Isn't it? I feel like it's been in
beta forever. I keep getting like notifications every once in a while, like, sign up to join the beta when we release the beta on Xbox One. Okay, and I keep doing it, and I still haven't heard anything. That's going to be free to play, though, right?
I mean, that's what they announced, but they also announced it would be out this year, so who knows?
Yeah, maybe they're reforming it. There are definitely criticisms to go at Microsoft too with the way some of their stuff has been handled. So, oh well.
And I mean, not news, but Jeff Keighley announced that the Game Awards would have 10 world premieres and 10 awards on stage this year.
Oh God, no! Can we end that show?
I didn't mind the Game Awards last year.
I didn't watch them. Last year was the first time in a while that I did not actually sit down and watch it. When is it this year? Is it next week?
Yeah, it's next Thursday.
So next time we sit down to record, we'll know who the Game Awards chose as their Game of the Year.
Ooh. Well, what do you... I assume it's going to be Fallout 4.
Sure. You never know. Like, it could be Call of Duty or whatever.
But I don't think Call of Duty is nominated. Never...
Who's nominated?
I think it's Fallout, Witcher, Super Mario Maker, Bloodborne, and Metal Gear Solid 5.
Well, Metal Gear Solid 5. Done.
And Super Mario Maker. Did you say that?
Yes, but that's not going to win anything.
But it was nominated.
Make your own game. Here, we'll give you the tools.
It is a fantastic tool maker, but there are certain genres that don't necessarily get looked at as Game of the Year contenders. Platformers, sports game, most RPGs, like small scale RPGs, not like Western RPGs.
Right. Yeah, we'll see. I specifically like the trending gamer category.
Oh, those are so stupid. What is it? Trendiest gamer of whatever.
Yeah, not entirely sure. Last year Jeff Gerstmann got nominated. This year Greg Miller was nominated.
Ooh.
Along with PewDiePie.
PewDiePie,
and Total Biscuit, and some other guys I don't.
Total Biscuit, you hear about him? He's dying.
About him?
Is he?
He is. His cancer came back, and it's terminal.
That's terrible.
Not to like to darken the mood of the podcast.
I mean, there's no way to darken it after that. Well, I mean, this will be redundant because by the time this goes up, it probably doesn't count. But what are some Black Friday deals that you recommend or look out for this year?
Something like too impressive, right? I don't know.
I really wanted a good...
Deals have gotten kind of worse and worse, I feel like, over the years.
Yeah, I was looking for a good Tomb Raider deal, but there really wasn't one.
I bought a lot of, like, moves from last year, like, moves from last year. I have skipped, and they're like, oh, it's $10. Okay, sure. I mean, like, this almost appealed to me. Best Buy is doing $100 off the Apple Watch. Like, well, they're probably going to come out with a new Apple Watch next year, so get off of that.
Wow. I will say... Well, two things. One, I think the Target deal for Xbox One, if you don't have one, is really terrific. I believe it's an Xbox One, the Gears of War bundle with an EA Sports game, 3 months of Xbox Live for $250.
That's
oh, really good. Wow.
Yeah, that's a very good deal.
Is that out?
Huh?
Target.
Who's that deal?
Target. And this isn't Friday, this is Cyber Monday. And then I think, personally speaking, I'm a fan of the Wii U bundle, which is Splatoon and Smash Brothers with a 32 gig Wii U for $250. Two fantastic games, totally worth the price of admission.
But then you would say that you have a Wii U, though.
And honestly, I still think it's probably the best of the three systems as far as an exclusive goes.
What? Well, okay, because they're only exclusives, but.
It still works out.
Something good.
What else do we have? That's I mean, it probably passed by the time this finished. And most people probably have this, but Amazon had the Arkham Knight plus the Christopher Nolan Batman trilogy on Blu-ray for $60, which is a terrific deal if you don't have any of that stuff.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
And it's not just the trilogy collection, it was the special edition which comes with the art book and all that other stuff.
Looks like Best Buy has Until Dawn for $20. That's pretty good. Target has Guitar Hero Live for $60.
Yes, which that's I've already decent. Helped people get. Best Buy has the Borderlands collection for $25. And if you have the Game of Thrones unlocked, which you totally should by this point, it's $20.
That's really good.
Destiny the Taken King is going to be $40. It's $35 at Target and Walmart.
Yeah, I saw that there. Also, if you're looking to play a bad Call of Duty, you can get Call of Duty Ghost for $1 at Toys R Us. $1.
Ghost wasn't that bad, was it? Wait, I hated it. Never mind.
I mean, for $1, it's probably worth $1.
I'll buy that for $1.
Right.
But you're playing the Call of Duty that nobody's playing anymore.
Also true.
Well, I get to quote RoboCop, so, I mean, I'm not fault that.
You could do that anyway, Earl. You could walk around and quote him all day.
I could. I don't think anybody actually plays this game anymore, but GameStop has evolved for $10.
Huh.
Oh God!
No, we got a tweet from
from
Josh.
Yeah,
who's like, I play that game all, or no, he was playing it and then he stopped. Like he played like 300 hours and stopped.
He said he really liked it, but
no! Don't listen to that person, whoever that was.
No,
you know, oh my Josh. God! I brought in 3 legendary boots tonight, but nothing else. Ah!
Okay. Gears of War Ultimate Edition is $20 at GameStop. Rare Replay is $15 at Walmart. That's a really good deal.
And I would also note that most of these prices will probably be matched by Amazon.
Yeah.
Because they're that flexible. Actually, Best Buy is actually pretty good at price matching right now, too. Walmart has Transformers Devastation for $25.
Oh, that game's worth $25.
I'm still surprised they tried to sell it for 50, but.
But 20. It is worth 25, you said, Tony?
It is. Oh, yes. That game is worth 25.
Disney Infinity will be $35 at Target.
That's also a decent deal.
Is that 3?
3.0, yeah, 3.0. The Star Wars edition.
It's the starter set, right? With the Anakin and his Padawan, Ahsoka. And on the 18th, the Force Awakens playset releases for that as well.
Yeah, I wonder what the 18th is.
I don't know.
There's
a movie coming out that day.
It's so sad. I was talking to a coworker about this. It's because they've spent like 10 or 15% of their marketing budget so far on that film. I'm just like, I can't imagine them not. This like, this is the calm before the storm.
Mm-hmm. I have my ticket for opening night. Not like, yeah. I guess opening night. I'm seeing it at 11 on Thursday. So.
What else do we have? Oh, Splatoon's only $25 at Walmart. That's an amazing deal. One of my favorite. My current favorite game of the year. Witcher 3, I should say, is $25 at Best Buy, Target, and Walmart.
Oh, that game is so good.
Titanfall is $8 at Walmart.
Also, totally worth. If you have EA Access, you got it for free anyway. So don't buy that. Buy EA Access. Dear God.
Which is only $5 a month.
Right, or 30 for the year. Or 30
for the year, so. And you get a whole bunch of other stuff with it, too.
Oh, WWE 2K16 is $30 at Best Buy. I might look into that.
Battlefield Hardline is $15 at Walmart, but also similar to Titanfall, you can get that for free with EA Access. So, it looks like Disney Infinity 3.0 characters are $9 at Walmart. I might have to go over to Walmart.
No, anywhere but Walmart. No.
Yeah, no.
Somebody has them buy one get one free. I forget who though.
Toys R Us has them buy one get one 40% off, which is almost. That's buy one get one half price. So.
Because I started. Well, I mean, 2.0 is different, but I got to add in an Iron Fist like $5 total.
That's not bad.
And that was a great deal. Yeah. I don't have Disney 2.0 or 3.0, but I figured I'd get the toys.
They're really nice. I have some on my desk. They're like really well put together.
That's what I got them for. They look like they would be great desk ornaments. And I do have me some of my add-in.
I guess the good dinosaur characters were just released for that as well.
Oh, yeah, and I guess not necessarily related to games. There are some really amazing Blu-rays and DVD sales this year. There are, like, Furious 7 you can get for, like, $6 or $7. Furious 7, Mad Max, Kingsman, Jurassic World, I think is $10 at Amazon right now.
That really? Doesn't
help anybody.
And Jeff just saw Kingsman.
Ooh, yeah, I heard it's really good.
Kingsman is awesome. I love that movie.
Yeah.
It is still my movie of the year so far.
So, there are deals. I don't know if I'm actually going to go out, though.
Oh, I don't go out. I just stay at Amazon all day.
Yeah.
Shaves me out of headaches.
Yeah, no need to worry about fighting for a parking spot or...
Or no need
getting
to
getting in a fist fight in line or being, all that other
being trampled to death.
Stuff that or lining up like a week in advance to get a Darth Vader toaster, which is really weird.
Where's that at?
At Best Buy.
I'm not gonna go get a Darth Vader toaster.
But yes, there are people lining up right now for a Darth Vader toaster.
That's a little absurd. I like Star Wars quite a bit, but not going to go wait in line over Thanksgiving for a Darth Vader toaster.
No.
If it was like, if it was actually Darth Vader, maybe. I almost bought one of those, I don't know, they're like 4 feet tall lawn ornaments for Christmas. They have Stormtroopers and Darth Vader. I almost bought one of them. It's like, if I bring one of these home, my wife may beat me to death with it, so.
I'd pay money to see that.
So, yeah. We're buying a new house. Yeah, thanks for wasting money on nonsense. So, so Black Friday. Happy Black Friday. I think Jeff died.
He did. He passed out. Jeff, are you there? Are you alive?
He's not in his car anymore.
Alright, so he's not alive.
20 minutes.
As far as we're concerned. In relation to the call, Jeff has died.
Yes.
Alright.
He may be back next week. Who knows?
No.
We should all get together and play some Halo over the long weekend. So maybe we'll try and work something out there. And if you're listening to this and you want to play with us, shoot us a message on Twitter. And we'll play together.
Ooh. Yes, we're also in additions $15 right now, if you're interested in that as well.
Like what?
The Gears of War Ultimate Edition.
If you get that and you play it, I think before the end of the year, Microsoft will also send you a code for all four of the backwards compatible Gears of War games.
All the games
should probably open my copy then.
Yeah, all the games you probably already own, Tony, but you can own them digitally now.
Ooh, this changes everything or nothing.
I was gonna say I don't own Judgment, but I believe they gave out Judgment free at some point.
It was one of the games with gold.
So I think I own that too.
Yeah, I think I own it.
Okay, we should play Gears 3 co-op. Horde was blast, but we should play through the campaign co-op.
Sure.
I think there's achievements for that.
Chivos.
If y'all own it, then that's easy enough to do, because the Xbox One allows that now. Anyway, enjoy your Thanksgiving weekend. It's crazy that we are just a few weeks from Christmas, and that the four of us and Don, not Earl, sorry Earl, you're not invited. We're going to sit down and discuss Game of the Year in just a few short weeks, so Earl will be doing that on his own show.
In January.
Yeah. Like early January, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can spend all my Christmas money on new games.
Be interested to see what you guys pick. You always, you guys are always a little
weird. Little
different, so.
Yeah.
It's good. That's good. You're not stuck with the same consensus that everybody else has. I really don't know where we're going to fall this year.
Oh, come on. We're picking one of two games.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure almost everybody's going to pick The Witcher 3.
No, we're not. Far. We will not pick The Witcher 3 because I know that Jeff hates it.
It's going to be Fallout.
It's going to be Fallout or Halo. That's where...
It's going to be Fallout.
I really like The Witcher.
Fallout for sure.
Can we just ignore Jeff?
I mean, we can. I really like The Witcher as well.
The Witcher's really good.
But yeah, it's been, like I said, it's been a very quiet year. It's Bloodborne, Witcher 3, Fallout 4, and really those are the three big contenders you'll see everywhere.
I don't like Halo. What's wrong with Halo?
I don't mind Halo. I'm just saying, like, the general consensus about Halo seems to be very indifferent.
Like, it's more Halo. I think it's I think it's the best multiplayer Halo and since 3, but
yeah, it's kind of Halo's kind of reached that level where Mario exists now, where it's like when
quantity.
Mario's great, it's like, yeah, we kind of expect that,
right? Like Halo's great. Oh really, another great Halo game?
I don't believe you.
Right. You're lying. No, I see what you're saying. Like, it's just kind of like, oh, well, we expect Halo to be great. Like, these other games... Although, I think at this point, like, we expect Fallout to be great. We expect... Like, we expect Metal Gear to be great. There's a debate there on...
I mean, just as an aside, since we're wrapping up, and this is probably a terrible topic to bring up at this point, did you folks discuss the whole Fallout Bethesda Ubisoft Kotaku thing?
We did a little bit. Did you guys talk about that on your last show?
No, we didn't get to record it, that one. And it's one of those weird symptoms of the internet or people's mentality where you have to assign a good guy and a bad guy to the scenario.
Well, yeah, I don't. I think we came away thinking that both were
right.
Right. I thought
that's you're allowed to not talk to people. You're also supposed to publish information for your news outlet.
Yeah, like, nobody's in the wrong. But the game companies do look petty, but they're not in the wrong about it.
Right. They're not wrong, but I mean, Kotaku also knew the risks of publishing that information, so they did what they felt was best for them, and you know, the game companies Ubisoft did what's best for them.
Yeah, like that's a weird mentality where it's like somebody has to be right and somebody has to be wrong. But in this case, I mean, you can literally see it from both sides and like, yeah, I get it, and that's all you need to do. Like, you can stop there. You don't have to say, like, oh, they shouldn't have done that.
Right. I did read an article on one of the small independent sites where they were kind of like blasting into Kotaku. It just came off as we would never do that because we don't want to harm. We're better than you. Like, you're not better. Like, you're not a news
Actually
site.
Worse.
Shut the fuck up.
Right.
Like, and you know, whether you want to view that as news or not, like, there are people interested in hearing if there is, specifically with the Assassin's Creed stuff, like, you know, that was announced, like, that stuff leaked shortly after Unity, and, like, Unity was a freaking flaming shit show.
Right.
Like, you know, to know that, you know, there's another Assassin's Creed coming off on the heels of that, one, at that point, that game still hadn't been fixed. Like, I think that's relevant information.
That's huge news. Yeah. I you have to publish that story.
Right. Like, I mean, like, the leaking some of the aspects of Fallout 4 story. Maybe that's a little bit more.
At that point, they were already on the list, though. You know.
Right.
I mean, maybe it's because I'm not a huge Fallout fan. I completely forgot that thing leaked years ago, so I was really surprised it was announced this year.
I remember that Kotaku leaked that it was set in, like, New England, that it was set in Boston, but I didn't remember anything about the story stuff, mostly because, like, if I see something like that, I ignore it because I don't want to have it spoiled for me.
Yeah, right. I completely forgot about that, and I'm like, oh, I guess that did happen, but that was like 2 years ago. I don't care about that.
Right. I don't know. We don't do news, so that's never going to happen to us. So. I don't envy sites that have to report news or determine what they think news is. And
top 10 list.
Top 10 list. We should, next year, that's all we're doing. Top 10 list.
Yeah.
New top 10 list every day.
I mean, I would mock that, but I also realize that those are, one, really easy to write, and really, they do generate a lot of traffic, so I understand why they exist. But
there are sites, though, that, I mean, I don't mind if you do a top 10 list every day or not. I enjoy reading top 10 lists, because they're conversation starters, if anything. But
you say BuzzFeed.
Yeah. But there are sites that post lists consistently and do one piece of their list on a singular page.
Here's something that's the worst. There's one that did a top 10 list. Not only was it one per page, but what would happen is they would put the picture first, then you'd have to hit next, and then you got the like the actual like greeting part.
That's terrible.
That sounds like they figured out the internet. Like, you're gonna want to know why this is number 10, so you're gonna kick it through anyhow. I try to make it a rule of thumb that anytime somebody has more than one page for a top 10 list, I just don't bother with that website.
Okay, like maybe like you can split up into like two pages or something, but you know that people aren't gonna fucking read through all that bullshit.
Oh well. Anyway, we will be back next week talking about. Tony, you did say you're getting Just Cause 3, right?
I am. I also have Rise of the Tomb Raider.
So we'll have those. Well, we will have those talk about. I will play more Fallout. Fozzy will have played something. Maybe.
And I will still be waiting for Xenoblade Chronicles X.
When does that come out, Earl?
It comes out that Friday.
Well, enjoy that. I know you liked the last one, so.
I think like is a very weak term here. I mean, if I could marry it, maybe I would.
And you seem very excited.
There are holes in the discs for a reason, Earl. I'm just saying.
They're very tiny holes, though. I mean, you can't necessarily... You know what? Never mind.
No, let's not go down that path. Fozzie, say goodnight.
Night.